cliffcentral.com.
Welcome back to my podcast. My name is Rosie Mutena, a.k.a. the Afro-Yiddish Princess. And my show is titled Pan-African Connect, where I connect with phenomenal people from across our continent, whether it's in politics, fashion, music, trends, woman empowerment, or just absolutely fabulous Africans. Of course, connecting with them across the continent and dealing with Africans in the diaspora. And today, I want to introduce people to this phenomenal, phenomenal woman. She's a great designer. She makes amazing, amazing jewelry. And she comes from one of my most favorite, favorite countries in the whole of Africa. And of course, everyone who knows me, that of course is after South Africa, is Uganda. In studio with me, we have Victoria Nalwoga. How are you, my sister?
I'm okay, Rosie. How are you today?
Very, very good. Thank you. So now, before we get into what you actually do, you originally from Uganda.
Yes, I am.
Which part of Uganda did you grow up in?
I grew up in Kampala, but I was born in Mukono.
Okay. So for those of who don't know, who've only just heard about the country Uganda, we're in relation to Kampala, is Mukono northeast, south or west?
It's in the central.
Oh, it's in the central.
Yes.
Okay. And you've been living in South Africa for how many years now?
Coming to 7 years now in August.
So you're almost a South African now.
Yes, I am.
Beautiful. And I hope my country's been treating you well.
Yes, it has treated me well. Mm-hmm. I'm happy. My kids are happy. Yeah. So yeah, we're happy here.
So you've got three children.
Yes, I have three children and a husband.
And a husband.
Yes.
Even if you didn't, it would be okay. So now let's just take it back. So you studied BCom Finance at Makerere University.
Yes, I did.
When you were growing up, what did you want to become? Who did you want to become?
I've always had this passion for fashion and design.
Yeah.
But you know the way it is in my country. Mm. Your mom will want you to do a good course.
It's not like you're
either do it's, law.
It's, or... it's every African country that's like, you want to do what? This fashion, this dance thing, this art. No, it's a hobby.
Yeah. So my mom was like, I need a good course at the uni. So I had to do BCom.
Yeah.
I did BCom and finished it. But, you know, deep down, I've always loved fashion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's important to have that level of financial grounding, especially when you're going to go into business. And you know, now we're moving into the era where women are literally stepping onto the plate and claiming our space.
Yeah.
And we need to be equipped on all levels. So, yes. So it's a good thing that you did your BCom.
Yes, yeah. Yes. Because you need to know how to manage your finances as well. After you've gone into business and done your money, made your money, you need to know how to manage your money just so that you stay on top.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so let's talk about your beautiful design. So now, how I met Victoria, let me just tell them. I was in Johannesburg because I've actually been based in Kampala and I was in Johannesburg for a break. And went for my morning job and I found the shopping center called the Bluebird Shopping Center. And as I walked up, there was this flea market and a market going on. And of course, my Pan-African eye, I suddenly saw all this beautiful fabric. And I walked straight towards this table and I saw this beautiful woman standing there. And I was like, who are you? Where are you from? And she's like, no, I'm from Uganda. And of course, I was like, ah, yes, of course I'm attracted to a Ugandan. So what I loved about your stall that you had is that you didn't just have the run-of-the-mill African print. You had a couple of jackets. You had beautiful jewelry.
Yeah.
First of all, before we get into the detail of your work, where do you get your ideas from for instance, if you're going to be designing a dress or a skirt?
It's really, I look at what's trending. Mm-hmm. I'm always looking at what's trending right now.
Yeah.
And if I can incorporate that into the African print.
Yeah.
And, you know, we should love our heritage. We should love African. Mm. So I try and, if it's the long jacket that's trending on the world market,
yeah,
I want to make the trench coat and make it trendy so that people can wear that same jacket, not in the other fabrics, but on the wax print.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And where do you get your fabrics from?
I source my fabric from Uganda, of course.
Of course. And but which part? Do you go back home to Kampala or do you go to the villages where it's all made? Where exactly do you get them, the fabrics from? Because they're beautiful.
Yeah, I get it in town. There's a lady there who is Congolese. Mm-hmm. So it's basically I go to these local markets. Right, and right. I source things from there because I want to empower those women also back at home and put like food on their table, because when you buy from them, you're also putting
you're
empowering them. Yes.
And for those of you who don't know, the highest growing level of entrepreneurship actually happens in Kampala, Uganda, because your country, everywhere you go, somebody's on a hustle.
Yeah.
Majority of people are on two or three hustles.
Yes.
And those markets, I mean, I remember when I was producing a show for one of the networks back in Uganda, and we needed to get clothing, and I ended up going all the way to Ham Market and going deep down, and it is phenomenal, because literally there's just barrels and barrels of either fabric or barrels and barrels of clothing, and as you said, you want to empower these women, and it's women who are looking after a couple of children, who are looking after their home, who are putting these children through school and so forth. Yes. So I really, really, I think that was another connection that we didn't even realize, that level of empowerment, you know.
Yes, yes.
So you get the clothing, so you get the fabric. Where do you start? How did you even learn to do a design? Was it all self-taught?
Yes, self-taught, because I haven't gone to a fashion school.
Yeah.
I literally just sit and go like, okay, I think this can come out well like this, using this print.
Yeah.
And then, that's where we take it from. Yeah. And then we do samples for starters. If it comes out really, really well, we are like, okay, I think we should do more of this. And of course, the response from the market as well gives you direction on where you should go and what you should do.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Okay, so give us what type of stuff do you do? You do dresses, you do skirts, you do jackets?
Yes, I do the jackets. Mm-hmm. Because it's winter now, I have got the long sleeved jackets now, the long sleeved jackets, and then the short sleeved long jackets as well, that you can wear over anything, really.
Yeah.
I have the peplum tops. Mm-hmm. I want us to be proud of this African fabric and take it to the offices. Like, I want the ladies to buy a peplum top and put jeans under it and then be smart. I want to make the shirt dress, the normal shirt, the shirt, I make it out of African fabric, and the response has been very good that one as well. Yes. Yeah. And then also the skirts, of course, that you can wear in all seasons. You can put stockings under the skirts for the winter, and then you can just put your sleeveless top on it for summer.
Yeah. Well, I mean, even like your dress, that you got this beautiful long skirt, and it's on my Instagram page, and I'd forgotten my shirt, so we just made it into a maxi dress, and it actually works beautifully.
Yeah.
But also, what I love about African design and about our Africanness is that the level of I don't want to use the word exotic, because that's just been used too much in terms of colonial terms, but the vibrant colors that come out, and the headdress and the head wraps that we use and everything. Yes, so you also deal with head wraps as well.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. We have started wearing the Maasai
from
Kenya, the Maasai the Maasai fabric as head wraps here, and it's trending so much.
Absolutely.
It comes out so beautifully.
Yeah.
And we're empowering those women back in Kenya.
Yeah.
Because I personally go down to Kenya in a market they called Karioko. Mm-hmm. So I go deep down to those women down there who do the beadwork.
Yeah.
And I'm supporting them, actually.
Beautiful.
We buy from them so that we can empower them as well, so that they can support their families.
Yeah. So it's not even just Ugandan fashion that we're talking. It's true Pan-Africanism, because you're going to Kampala, you're dealing from a lady from the DRC and from Kenya.
Yes.
You know, and then let's talk about the jewelry, because I think in terms of the rest of the world understanding or really being enamored by African jewelry, it started with that. It started with a couple of the bangles. And, I remember 10, 15 years ago when you went to European homes, you saw these bangles, but people used to use them as serviette holders or placements. And we're like, no, that's actually our jewelry, you know. Mm. So how do you get to start with making just your average bangle?
Well, it's most of it is plastic inside.
Okay.
Some of it is weed.
Mm-hmm.
So it really depends on how you want your product to come out.
Mm-hmm.
But I go to these women and show them what I want.
Yeah.
I'll give them the mixture of colors that I want to mix for a particular client. Sometimes I have custom pieces that my customers have asked for. So I go to them, these ladies, and they'll make these beautiful pieces. Yes. Yeah.
So you've got beautiful bangles, and once again, they're on my Instagram and Facebook pages. So you've got your thick, chunky ones. You've got got your thin, small ones, mm-hmm. all beautiful colors. Yeah. You've got amazing neck pieces and chokers.
Yeah.
What else? It's earrings as well.
Yes.
Handbags, are you also moving into that as well?
Yeah, I'll move into that by end of this year. I'll have handbags as well.
Beautiful. Because, I mean, everyone's now doing the beautifully...
The combos.
The combos of the covered clutches and so forth.
Yes.
So now, if somebody wants to get hold of you, what is the best way? Okay, first of all, let's give your Instagram page.
Yeah, my Instagram page is AfriTrends by Vicky.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can get you can follow that page and then you can place your order.
So that's AfriTrends_BYVICKY.
Yes.
And then on Facebook?
Facebook, I'm called Vicky Sanyu.
Okay, perfect.
Yes. Yeah.
And of course, anyone, my listeners, want to get a bit more information, please send me a message on my Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram page. I will gladly connect you to this phenomenal woman. Are you still at the Blue Board Shopping Center?
Yes, I am, every Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And on Saturdays, we do a pop-up in town as well.
Okay, that's Johannesburg town. Where in town?
On Fox Street.
Okay, so is that near the Sheds?
It's near Carlton Center.
Near Carlton Center. So there's a pop-up store on Saturdays. And then, of course, the Blue Board Shopping Center, which falls under... What is that? Next to Melrose Arch?
Next to
Melrose. So that's the, you know, where she has the open market. But then is there an email address or a... What is your email address?
Yeah, my email address is vicksanyu@yahoo.com. That's vicsanyu@yahoo.com.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you,
and
Rosie.
I'm so excited that we've reconnected and going to be wearing your beautiful fabrics.
Thank you.
And, you know, getting your designs and more important, your zeal, your love for our continent out to the rest of the world.
Yeah.
So for that, I thank you for seeing the Pan-African vision.
Thank you so much, Rosie. Thanks for having me.
Of course, if you want to get in more information on Vicky's beautiful designs, I'm on Instagram, I'm on Twitter, I'm on Facebook, I'm on LinkedIn, and it's all Rosie Motene, RosieMotene. Otherwise, just go to my page on the Cliff Central website, and of course, it's the Pan-African Connect. Thank you so much for listening. I will see you next time. CliffCentral.com.